Okay, first up this week is the podcast we loved. It's Dr. David Perlmutter on the Ultimate Health Podcast. There's so much insight on brain health here. From board-certified neurologist and fellow of the American College of Nutrition, Dr. David Perlmutter, as he covers stress and the lack of sleep, the impact of the prefrontal cortex and the amygdala on our well-being, and what lifestyle choices trigger them to compete. He also covers the Western diet and inflammation and how to manage our digital experience using his time model and his 20-minute-a-day meditation practice. All right, we found this one online. This BBC Futures piece sets out that our everyday actions do count and why hope is profoundly linked to action, both ours and that of others alongside us. It means rolling up our sleeves and making lifestyle changes like reducing the packaging we purchase. It's a great article and well worth a read. This was recommended to us. It's called What to Expect by 2030. Our friends Faris and Rosie shared Azim Azhar's post from his Exponential View blog and what we can expect in the next 10 years, from extremely fragmented geopolitics to climate change being the dominant narrative, rethinking the purpose of economics, eating less meat, and yeah, unfortunately, big tech companies like Facebook, Google and Amazon working aggressively to hoover up the data wherever they can and using their balance sheets to expand into new areas. I wouldn't say it's dystopian, but it's not exactly utopian. Shorter than most of our weekly reviews, we're going to finish on last week's podcast. A few weeks ago, I interviewed Michael Hanchett Hansen, author and founder of the director of the Masters in Concentration and Creativity Cognition program at Columbia University, around his theoretical aspects on creativity. But in part two of this interview, we focused on creativity in practice. Michael explained why constraints are the core component in generating creativity and expands on the invalidity of the out-of-the-box metaphor and discusses big ideas. I use a classic quote from legendary ad man David Ogilvy to frame our discussion to state that creativity is just a state of mind. We discuss how, as we work creatively, we not only produce work, but our point of view develops and our understanding of big questions deepens. Michael draws on references to Monet, John Coltrane, Ian Curtis, Mozart, George Bernard Shaw, Elton John, and Picasso as we discuss and dissect the role of passion, empathy, hard work, research, complex systems, forward and backward loops, and how creating solutions for the future often requires us to mine the creativity of the past. I hope you're stimulated by this episode of Pretty Big Questions on Creativity with Michael Hanchett Hansen. That was last week. And if you have time, check out this week's two-part interview with Arno Michaelis, the ex-neo-Nazi white supremacist turned peacemaker. It's fascinating and he's an inspiration. That's all for now. Have a great weekend and see you next time. If you like the show, please subscribe and ideally give us a 5-star rating and a review because it helps more people find us. Just go to iTunes, Spotify, or your favourite podcast player to listen and subscribe. If you want to learn more or have someone you'd like us to interview, just visit theimpossiblenetwork.com or DM us on Instagram at @theimpossiblenetwork. This show is an Impossible Network production and is produced by Bettina McKaylee and Elaine Castillo-Keller. But for now, be curious, be creative, and seek out serendipity. See you next time.